we all will probably have load shedding at 10 o'clock. So,
I see. Okay.
So we all might
so be. No. I would understand. Okay, that's fine. I would understand when there are challenges. It looks as though most of us would be experiencing the same challenge. All right, colleagues. this is the agenda for today. It's on matters DMV, the Department of Military Veterans, and let me open the meeting officially. But before I do that, let me just confirm if we do have the numbers that allow us to open the meeting officially. Do you have the quorum?
Indeed, we do, Chair.
We do have the quorum. I think it that is opens up, our way. So I welcome all of you colleagues. Thank you very much. With all the challenges that we are still looking in. So we will. Let me take apologies, if there are any. Brian, are there any apologies?
Indeed, we do have, Chair. We have two apologies from the Minister and Deputy Minister who are attending the ADD exhibition. We also have an apology from Honorable General Olomisa, who is also unable to attend. Those are all the apologies, Chair.
Those are the only apologies so far. It's the Minister and the Deputy Minister and Honorable Olomisa. Are there any apologies, colleagues, that you may be aware of that Brian has not put forward? All right, it doesn't look like there's any apologies. And colleagues, these are matters. But I must indicate that it's disappointing that we did not get the presentations on time. The policy is that committees must get presentations at least a week ahead of the meeting. This is a scheduled meeting, not a special meeting. Scheduled meeting that the officials were informed. The Department of Military and Military Veterans and the Ministry were informed about a few weeks back, and so. The reason for developing a program on time and informing the departments on time is so that they are able to prepare adequately and then release the document on time for the members to go through them in preparation for the meeting. Now, as of about 3 o'clock, I think it was 3 o'clock yesterday, I was still inquiring I was still inquiring about these presentations. I called Brian to check if he had received the documents, the presentation for today. It was around 3 o'clock yesterday, and Brian said no. He still has not received them. It's only at midnight when I received a call. It was an email from Brian indicating that he has received the documents. And I only saw this message this morning, whereupon I said he must release the document. I think I saw his message around 6 or 7 o'clock this morning. I'm sure you would all have received the documents today, and you have not had the time to go through them. And So I don't know. Previously, when this happens, we send the department away, and because as a way of expressing our outrage and our unhappiness to the situation. Now, I don't know what our approach we take today, but let me hear what you have to say. Let me just look at my on my board. Yes, Mr. Murray. And Mr. Carson.
I want to echo what you are saying. And I mean, our protocol is known, you know, when we should get this. And I get the impression that the department of both of military veterans and DOD is not taking us seriously. I mean, look at this visit of us to Pretoria that we were supposed to get a program long time ago. We're leaving tomorrow. We still haven't got a program. So somewhere, someone is just ignoring our requests and directions. So you know, I'm not quite sure whether it will help to have a one-on-one with the minister. But we must get the DG and they must explain why are they so disorganized or perceived to be disorganized. Because I mean, how can we properly prepare ourselves if we only get a list of all these presentations, you know, in the morning when we wake up? That's just totally unacceptable. And it seems like despite numerous directives from yourself and from the committee, they just seems to say, well, we will do whatever we want to, and there's no consequences. So it's very, very frustrating, and it's very unprofessional.
Thank you, Mr. Mare. Mr. Kwase?
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I think I share the same sentiments with Honorable Mare. I actually raised my hand thinking that you're not going to have opening remarks immediately when you spoke of apologies. It is honestly not fair on our side. How are we expected to engage on these documents? And honestly speaking, some of us only saw them in the morning when waking up. We never had a chance. And precedence has been set that if you don't get the documents on time, the department must be sent away, and then we'll come back for the meeting and to discuss these issues. Honestly, this is not fair on us, and it is uncalled for. It's something that needs to be rectified, and I don't think we have to continue with this meeting, Chairperson, based on the fact that there are rules, there are protocols that needs to be followed. And as members of parliament, we are here, we are playing our part. It can't be that we are being undermined by the way in which the department would want to do things. So my view would be that let's go and prepare for this meeting. Some of us just saw these documents in the morning, and we were attending to other businesses of parliament. So one had time to discuss or to look into these reports, but we were never given an opportunity to have them. That would be my input, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comment? Is the DG in the meeting?
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the members. Yes, Chairperson, yes, I'm in the meeting. I just have connected on a phone due to the technical problems on the laptop.
Okay. But you have heard what members have to say about the late submission of the presentations.
Yes, Chairperson, we have heard the comments from the members, and I think from our side as a department, our job is to apologize for the inconvenience and revert the message to our principals, as it was alluded to this morning. We wouldn't want to get into the details on why some of the things have happened in the manner they have. But from the departmental side, we are continuing to be committed in doing the work and ensuring that the documents are submitted. But some unforeseen circumstances have made it to be this way. Therefore, as a department, we want to apologize for the inconvenience to the committee.
Yes, we are really unhappy about the whole situation. This is a serious inconvenience. I think that's what the members are saying, and I confirm it. Mr. Moshe?
Thanks, Chair. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone. Chair, it's unfortunate that we are receiving an apology that not that we don't will not accept it, but what will be key accompanying that apology will be the assurance or confirmation that such a thing will not happen ever again, because you would understand how it impacts on our work. We expect to receive this presentation on time so that we are able to peruse them, so that our interaction with the department becomes informed. We should not treat these matters of importance with a rush kind of an approach. Therefore, it is totally uncalled for. Therefore, I don't see how we will proceed with this kind of a challenge from the department. And it must come to an end, Chair, because it can be that the department, or the together with the ministry, fail to do their June 2020 was women accounting for 60% of the job loss during the
What's happening now?
What's happening?
I don't know, Thabo. You may go ahead.
As I conclude, Chair, this is a serious matter. We must not take it light, because it impacts on the work that we should be doing. For example, if we are unable to interact with the department on these matters that are supposed to be tabled today, it means the time that we have invested, set aside as a portfolio committee, as members of parliament to interact, will go to waste. And we must reconvene at the later stage to deal with these matters, because in any event, we have to interact with the department around these issues. So for me, it's a serious matter which need to be dealt with, and the behavior of the department need to be condemned with the seriousness it deserves, so that it does not happen again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Moshe. It's clear, colleagues, that in view of the situation, that the colleagues have commented on, that we have received this document, we have received these documents this morning, and accordingly, we have not been able to go through them in preparation for this meeting. And that we take this, we are not taking it lightly, we're taking it seriously, and we are condemning it, and that it must not happen again, that the department, or that the portfolio committee is placed in this situation. It's unacceptable. Our message must be conveyed to the minister as well, that we were forced to call off the meeting due to the department not giving us information on time. On those basis, colleagues, I'm sure there is no objection to us ending the message on this note, and in fact sending the department away, and we will reschedule the meeting because the issues on the agenda are critical, are issues of service delivery, issues of performance in the department, and so we will find another time, another time for this meeting. On this basis, if there's no objection to us calling off the meeting, let me just check, is there no objection to the proposal that we reschedule the meeting?
Chairperson, unfortunately, this is not ideal, but I have to go with you and support you in that regard, and Honourable Mutle, because this is just unacceptable. This is very important matters on the agenda, and it deals with military veterans. But it's totally unacceptable to put us in a situation where we must deal with matters like this, and we haven't got the time to have been prepared for this, and to basically interrogate this. So in terms of what is best for military veterans, unfortunately, I will support that we postpone the meeting and that we summon them to a meeting where they must properly account for this unacceptable behavior.
Colleagues, the meeting is therefore adjourned. So thank you very much. And Shalembe, I see your hand. Do you have an objection to us calling off the meeting?
No, Chairperson. Thank you. Anyway, I didn't want to comment on this. Issue because I didn't want to get too emotion. But Chairperson, I support that the meeting be adjourned, because to me, let me not comment much. I accept the adjournment of the meeting, Chairperson.
Oh, thank you very much. It looks as though there is unanimous decision that the meeting be called off and be rescheduled at some other time. Colleagues, thank you very much. I'm sorry for what has happened today.
Recording stopped.